Hey guys, today I'm going to share this first couple of verses. I'm going to talk about like three steps that you need for the brokenhearted. So I'm going to talk about what the Lord says about that and what he says he's going to do about it. And another thing that you need to do in order for God to do this verse. And the last thing is what you're going to do after he helps you. So it's going to be three steps. So the verses that we're going to read in today is Psalm 34, verse 8, and 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, and then 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. So, yeah. So I'm going to talk about Psalm 34, verse 18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescued those whose spirits are crushed. So anybody whose spirit is crushed for any reason, it doesn't specify any reason. God cares about any other reason. Even if it have nothing to do with his word at all, he still cares. I know there's this thing like, oh, he's not going to listen because it have nothing to do with the Bible. And it's like, I don't know, something like your normal life or your love life or whatever. You might think that like it have nothing to do with him. So you're not going to go to him to seek about those stuff. But he doesn't care because, first of all, he forgot that he created life. He knows it. He knows all the problems that comes with it. So he wants you to, like, ask him for that, which I'm going to get onto that in the second verse. So it doesn't matter what caused your broken heart. It doesn't matter who, what, or whatever that caused it. He just says that he's closer to those whose hearts are broken. He's closer to everyone. But this verse is telling us that he's closer to those whose hearts are broken. And he rescue those whose spirits are crushed. So if your spirit is crushed for whatever reason, he's going to rescue you from like that. It doesn't matter whatever reason, even if it have nothing to do with the Bible itself or like religion itself, whatever, even if it have nothing to do with his word or anything, he's still going to like rescue you. It doesn't matter. Because maybe you have a perception that maybe have nothing to do with God. It doesn't say anywhere in the Bible that if it have nothing to do with me, you cannot come to me. It just says, just come to me. And I'm going to rescue. He's going to rescue anybody whose heart is broken. And for the verse that I'm going to use, which is going to help you. Because, yeah, he said he's closer to the people who are brokenhearted. But you have to do something. He knows everything. But sometimes he wants you to ask him about it. He's not just going to give it to you. He wants you to feel comfortable asking him. He called us his child, his son, his daughter. So he wants us to have that close relationship. He knows everything. He knows that you need, let's say, money or something. He knows it, but he just wants you to feel comfortable and confident enough to ask him. He wants you to see him as a father, like a good father who you can come to and talk to him about anything. So he wants you to build up that relationship. So instead of him just giving you, he wants you to feel more confident you asking him. He wants you to tell him anything and everything because he's there to listen to whatever you have to say. Again, it doesn't have to particularly have to do with him. Maybe you just want to talk to him about life. You can just do it. It doesn't have to specifically have to do with the Bible. He cares about you and he cares about what you have to say. So he wants you to have that confidence and feel comfortable. Like, he wants you to speak to him like you're a friend. Just talk to him like he's right in front of you, which he is. But we don't see it. He just wants you to talk to him like that and feel comfortable and talking to him about anything. So in the next one is going to be 1 Peter 5:7. Leave all your worries to him, for he cares about you. So again, it repeats that he cares about you. He's closer to the brokenhearted. So he cares about you. So what he just wants you to do is to leave all your worries to him. Sometimes we try to carry our burden, our worry to ourselves, but we have to remember that God is there. He cares about you. He cares about the pain you're going through. He is going through that pain with you. So he wants you to feel comfortable. Leave all the worries to him and just live your life, whatever. So leave it to him instead of trying to carry by yourself, which we can't. Because if you try to carry these stuff by yourself, the burden by yourself, our worry by yourself, we won't be able to carry it. So he says he cares about you. So instead of you going to anywhere else to seek for like help for anything, some of us try to seek help for music, which I wouldn't lie, sometimes if I'm sad I just go to music instead of him. Like, it's everybody have the way they deal with worries. Some people just want to forget about it and pretend it doesn't happen, but he's saying give all your worries. He didn't say just give me some of it, I'm going to take care of it, and you have to take care of the rest. He says leave all of them to him, for he cares about you. So he does care about you. He just wants you to build that relationship with him and feel confident and comfortable talking to him about anything and everything. Okay, so now that we've talked about how God is close to you, close to the brokenhearted, and he's going to help you and he's going to rescue you from all your worries. And the next step is to make sure you tell him your worry. He already knows it. He just wants you to tell him. So now that we have done that, now what do we do? Now that we're free from our broken heart and our worries are now gone. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4. I'm sorry, it's somewhere. Okay, so 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4. Give me a minute. I'm trying to find it. I know a brief of it, but I just want to say exactly word for word how it is. Okay. Somewhere here. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4. He helps us in all our troubles. So now that we feel comfortable in telling him about our trouble, our worries and stuff, he helps us in all our troubles so that we will be able to help others. So sometimes we do face some stuff in our life where we don't understand what is going on. And when we tell God, he helps us with our troubles. Sometimes he gives us this trouble so that we can help others when they need it. Because it says, 2 Corinthians 1 verse 4, he helps us in all our trouble so that we are able to help others who have all kinds of trouble. So we can use the trouble that we faced. And when somebody comes to you to tell you about the problem, like, oh my goodness, this exact same thing happened to me. And then we're going to use the same method that God helps us when we ask for him. We're going to use that same method that he used for us and use it to help others who are also in trouble. Sometimes you get this and like when somebody comes to you like, oh my goodness, I also have this problem. This is the Bible verse God asked me to read. So you're going to use the impression like, okay, I'm going to read that Bible verse and try it. So it's saying that he helps us in all our trouble so that we'll be able to help others who have all kinds of trouble using the same help ourselves receive from God. So you're going to use the same help that God helps us. So if the Bible gave you this specific verse, I mean, if God gave you this specific verse and it helped you through what you're going through, the Bible said instead of gatekeeping it and not sharing it, if somebody have the same problem, tell them to go read that same Bible verse that help you. The same verse that God used through that and help you. Maybe you saw a certain video which was talking about a message that have to do with like what you want. The message that have to do with your problem. You can send them the video like, this is a video that I watched. And this is the Bible verse that correlates to it, which helped me through everything that I was going. So make sure you do these three stuffs. First, remember that God is close to you when you're going through this stuff. Number two, remember to ask him. Don't just wait for him to do it. You have to build that confidence. Talk to him like he's your friend, your brother. Maybe you know your brother. Talk to him like he's your friend. You know, we talk to our friends about anything and all kinds of stuff. So we should build that relationship with him. Instead of seeing him like, I know he's a supreme being, but instead of seeing him like that, see him as like a friend who you can talk to him about anything. So we have to build that relationship. Some of us don't have that type of relationship with him. We just see him as this super high person who I cannot talk to stuff like this to. He is going to listen to. He is close to you. So build that relationship where you feel comfortable talking. And after he helps you, remember to use that same method that he taught you to help others. Thank you. So once again, the Bible verse was 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4, 1 Peter 5, 7. And Psalm 34 verse 18. Thank you.